This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Braj.
Did you know that more than half of couples think the ability to share chores is crucial to keeping their marriage afloat? According to a 2016 Pew study, a third most important criteria people consider in a partner, next to being intimate and shared interests. So how do you learn how to keep a happy, clean house together? There's an app for that. It's called Relish. This is, of course, because it's the condiment to your marriage, supposed to help with all those problems. And the question we asked was, does gamifying relationships actually work? We've had a little bit of feedback throughout the show. People don't seem to be in the need for gamifying their relationships. Obviously, you guys are doing very well out there. We've had our opinions in here about it. You know, it might be fun for a short-term solution, for literally a bit of fun, but not something I think, you know, that will help resolve an already failing marriage, perhaps. Final story of the day then, Jeff.
So like, if you really have relationship issues and you really, you know, an app can't solve your problem, Elon Musk may have a solution for you here. You fly to Mars. Fly to Mars. Now, so yesterday, I managed to catch Ad Astra, which is the Brad Pitt's latest film where, you know, he travels to space and all that, right? And I'm torn in the movie, so this is not really a review per se. It's just that I think the movie came in at such a sweet spot because it's not set in distant future. It kind of starts off by telling you this is in the near future. And true enough, you know, on Saturday, Elon Musk, he gave a presentation on the development of the company's rocket, the Starship, which is intended to fly passengers to the moon and Mars, and his talk took place at the facility in Texas in front of this huge prototype.
I love the name of the facility and where it's located.
Boca Chica.
Boca Chica.
Yeah, so, and also the timing of this event was no coincidence because it was the 11th anniversary of the company sending the first private liquid-fueled rocket into orbit. So about the Starship, it is a beast. It is it's more than 165 feet tall. That's more than 50 meters tall. It's using three of the SpaceX reusable Raptor engines, which is attached to its base. It weighs more than 1,400 tons when it's loaded with fuel. And if you combine with the company's super heavy booster, it will be the largest and most powerful rocket ever made, producing double the thrust of the Saturn V that carried Apollo astronauts to the moon back in 1969. And Elon Musk is, he's a man of no stranger when it comes to making promises and kind of not delivering it. This time around, his latest promise is that he claims the rocket will be tested in 1 to 2 months and will carry its first passenger at some point next year. Bear in mind, though, this thing hasn't even lifted off the ground and he's already saying that it could possibly carry passengers some point next year.
It weighs, what, 1,400 tons?
It looks like it.
Crikey.
Yeah, so the first test will see Starship fly up to about 12 miles, which is about 19 kilometers before returning to Earth. And then his, of course, his long-standing ambition is to take human to Mars because he really believes that humans can and should become an interplanetary species. He said at the event, I think to CNN, he was saying that, you know, this is the most inspiring thing I've ever seen while he was standing you know, in front of the prototype. It's called the Starship MK1. Prototype space vehicle. So the mission to Mars has kind of been like the forefront for SpaceX. And 3 years ago, Musk outlined his ambition to get humans to the red planet with a beastly two-stage reusable rocket. So the interplanetary craft detail in that original proposal has now sort of come to life. So it's real now. It's tangible. It's an object that you can see and touch. But as I mentioned, the real challenge begins is in like getting this thing to fly. One, I guess, way of looking at this in is like a big step forward is the materials that's used in this rocket. Mm. So if you see some of the images, you may think it's like a 3D rendered image, simply because it's actually made of just steel.
Stainless steel. Yeah.
Stainless steel. So it kind of looks a bit fakeish, but it's not fake. It's actually real, but the way the sun reflects on this. So it is apparently a really good heat shield. And it only costs a fraction of carbon fiber heat shield. But, you know, again, we're just assuming how the conditions of, you know, space and Mars and traveling that distance to Mars, how it will affect all these kind of materials that we have. We're just assuming here. But, you know, kudos to Elon Musk in doing this bold step forward. I'm all up for interplanetary species. And, you know, when I watched Ad Astra, I think it was amazing to see that they had a hub in the dark side of the moon. And then, you know, you can travel to different, you know, planets and stuff.
Okay.
I love it.
So me and Arv, we've also seen this movie. And we had without...
No spoilers.
Right. Without being too much of a spoiler. Without any spoilers, in fact. Let's do that. There were scenes of when he arrived to a particular place, right? Which me and Arv both said, I hope it doesn't end up like that.
Oh, no, it would be like that. It so would be like that. You could see it already.
Right, and that's what worries me.
That's the worst part.
Because it's already... Yeah. Like, there were brands that you know today that is doing things like this
that was
mentioned in the film,
and you can see... So as much as I want Elon to, you know, get his rocket off the ground, and it's a beautiful looking thing, and as much as I want him to get to Mars, part of me thinks, you know, don't turn the moon into a retail hub.
Yeah. Look, you know, if it's going to cost you $125 for a blanket and gloves, you pay the $125, all right?
You do, and you use Arv's little app to find that venture capitalist to help you get there.
Blanket that they don't give you on your trip, by the way, that you have to ask for and then pay for on the trip to wherever he's going. But also...
Sounds vaguely familiar, this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the concept especially. But yeah, there's a line that Brad Pitt says in the movie where he says, that we are world eaters. Mm. And that's the line that it makes your heart sink, like, I wish we never go to other planets, because the way that it's shown in the movie, it's so bleak, and it makes you go, like, is this all there is? Like, if wherever we go, we put up these, you know, like these human things.
That's mine.
Yeah, like, that's mine. And then we build things here and there, and you wanted to go, like, one, I hope you never fly to other planets, but on the other side, you're like, oh, I hope you go to other planets just to explore
exactly,
them.
Exactly. Well, I mean, looking at this rocket and I'm looking at the costing of it and whatever, and the little bit where he says, I love stainless steel, and then you look at the economics of why he's done it, like you say, it's a fraction of the price, right? $2,500 per ton, as opposed to something like $30,000 per ton. Complete economic sense. But when you think about how much thrust you have to apply to 1,400 tons, there's no wonder this thing is as huge as it is, right? Right, shall we wrap up then?
We should.
Ladies and gents, thank you very much for joining us today on this, where we've been talking about gamification and whether or not it works in relationships. That's the question that we asked you, all because of a little app called Relish. That's what we started off with. We then moved on to...
Then we spoke about an app called Angel Face that exposes or detects venture capitalists.
And then we had a chat about Ad Astra, and also because Elon Musk, he launched a new spaceship, which is called Starship.
Or you two have christened it. What did you christen the movie? Come on, tell people at home what you christened it.
Brad Astra.
There
Brad
you go.
Astra, that's the official name of the movie. Moving forward.
I couldn't get it out of my head when Arvind
close-ups.
Told me. Yeah.
So many close-ups of
Arvind
his face.
Arvind, I think, posted on Instagram saying that your wife said that, oh, this movie is more like Brad Astra. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it out
of my
head.
The first thing I said, like, well, what do you think of the movie? And she's like, Ad Astra, more like Brad Astra.
Boom. Boom.
I love it.
Right. Don't go anywhere, folks. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Retail is a fast-changing industry which is increasingly moving into the digital sphere. This means companies that interact with the retail industry also have to constantly evolve in order to survive. That's the rationale behind a partnership between logistics company GDEX and software company WebBytes. What synergies and challenges has this partnership created? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Jerry Lee, the ED and Chief Investment Officer of GD Express, GDX, and Oi Boon Chang, the CEO of WebBite. It's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandhu, Arvind Nuvaraj, and Christine Wong, of course, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.